Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to author G.D. Grace's A Touch of Grace, Literary Magic, on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, 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 it's time for another shot of creative artistry here on A Touch of Grace, and I am five-time self-published author G.D. Grace, producer and host of the show that features the best in talent. I am broadcasting live out of Northern California on Thursday, June 23rd at 3 p.m. I'm thrilled to have this next guest on today's show. See, the weather is hot, but we've got our A.C., Andrew Carl Washington, to be exact, here on A Touch of Grace. He is a singer, writer, film director, and actor. The IMDb website's mini bio sums up his incredible resume with five bullet points. American theater and film actor. Acting since age 14. Trained at the Lee Strasberg Theater Institute of New York and the Joanne Baron D.W. Brown School of the Dramatic Arts, Santa Monica. In 2010, he was in the lead role of Taijuan in the Derek Walcott play, Taijuan and His Brothers, at Austin Community College. He's the CEO of his own film company called Street Lighting Entertainment. Now, there have been television and commercial experiences, and he also is a photographer and cites sign language as another language he speaks. Remarkable achievements from one remarkable man. So welcome to the show, Andrew Carl Washington, and how are you doing on this third day of summer, my friend?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
You know what? I'm pretty jazzed. Got a little nervous energy inside of me, but that's always how it is before these shows.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. I have that nervous energy, too, because this is actually one of my first interviews, so I'm actually really excited about it.
Well, I'm glad to have you on because, you know, in the short time that we've actually been networking, I definitely see a spark of light in you. So without further ado, I'm going to ask you the very first question here.
Okay.
You have quite the impressive entertainment resume, but did it really all begin for you at 14 years old?
Yeah, actually, I had a church play I was cast in. It was called Another Chance, and I played the lead role. His name was Thad, and that was when I first knew that I enjoyed and I had a passion for acting, and just the response I got from the performance from other people that kind of kept me going. I was like, okay, maybe I can do this. So that's when it all began. It was a church play.
Okay, and you remember, what was the energy like for you at that time? Was it something that went off in you that just said, oh, wow, this is it?
Yeah, it made sense. I was able just to relate to the character on a personal level, from a personal level, not having any acting experience before. I've been singing for a long time before that, but that was my first actual chance at acting. So,
all right, that's outstanding. And so, and what age were you at that time again?
I was probably between 13 and 14 at that time.
So it really did start right around 13 or 14 for you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, of all the talents that you have, which one started the creative ball rolling? Was it the acting or was it the singing?
I think it was the singing. Singing was before acting, and I've always just enjoyed music, and I have family members, they sing, and they write music, and so just being around that, I think, fueled it and inspired me. So ever since, I've just been singing and writing lyrics also.
So I know that, you know, I actually kind of gave you an outline of some of the questions, but I'm going to throw one in here because this is your life story, and this is an incredible story. So when all of this started going on for you, and you come from a pretty talented family, is there a member or were there multiple members of the family that, you know, recognized that talent in you and then started pushing you and supporting you?
I think I sung in a group with my sister and my cousin, and then my brother was in it at one point. So I think that's what really started fueling my drive for singing music, was just performing with my family and my sister and my cousin, and just learning from them and learning from other people's songs we were singing. A lot of times we would sing like B.B. and C.C. Winans. We would sing like Kirk Franklin songs just growing up. So I think that is what like sparked it, just being around that, being around other creative people, being around other people in my family that are very creative.
Oh, that's beautiful, man, to come from. Because I come from a family of people that sang, but
awesome.
None of them actually stepped out and started chasing that dream like I did. So, which of all the talents that you have, which one are you drawn to the most, and why?
I say, well, as far as with acting, I'm able to be free. I don't know if that makes sense. Just when I act, say it's a scene where I have to let go of some anger, and I'm able to release that anger. I'm able to not hold that down. Within, like, the real world, a lot of times, like, we have to, like, you know, control ourselves, but I believe in acting, it's like another therapeutic thing where I can release some of that tension. It's a way I can express myself fully, use my body fully. In acting, you have to use your body fully. I can use my voice fully. With singing, it's a little bit different. Singing, it's very personal also, but it's more like when I write, I write. It's my own, like, dialogue. Most of the music I sing, it's my own lyrics or my own experience. And so I'm able to, like, tell that story or tell how I feel about this or tell how I feel in my heart about something. So they both are equally, like, mean the same to me.
Okay.
But at the same time, like, they spark, you know, different creative aspects or different sides of me, different personalities within myself.
Like different emotions come out, huh?
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a performance that you've done, either singing or acting, that kind of took you out of where you were, that put you in that place with those lyrics or with that actual performance that you kind of zoned out?
Yeah, definitely. Acting, there's been times where I've zoned out. You forget you're playing a character, and essentially that's what you want to do. You want to you want to have your dialogue down, but you want to lose you actually like memorizing the dialogue. You want to have it so down within your soul that you don't have to, you forget that you're even acting. It just starts coming off naturally, so you forget you're even acting.
It's almost like a spiritual experience.
Totally. Yeah. I love it. I love that feeling when you come out of it and you realize, like, wow, like I connected with this emotion, I connected with this piece, I connected with this dialogue so passionately, and it's like you want, like, I love acting because it's like, man, like, when I grew up and I was watching acting and I was watching other people that I admire who act, it was they inspired me, and this is like one of the reasons why I do act. It inspires me. A lot of times I grew up, you know, I grew up in a single home, so mm-hmm. a lot of times, like, it was acting and it was music that I was able to connect with and vibe with, and other people that I saw act that inspired an emotion within myself and I was able to relate to.
Is there a particular actor that just does it for you, that you observe and not mimic, but you observe how they approach the craft of acting? Is there one particular actor or actress?
I would have to say there's two.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of people I admire, but I have to say Denzel Washington and I have to say Sidney Poitier.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Heavy duty.
Yeah.
Heavy
duties. Definitely.
And you're young, and this is what really drew me into you, in addition to you quoting to me from one of the books that I'm working on that I hadn't really promoted in a while, that told me that you were kind of silently observing what I was doing. But then now to hear you quote Denzel Washington and then Sidney Poitier in the same breath, that tells me that there is a depth to you. Because Sidney Poitier comes from the old school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely.
Okay, well, what we're going to...
I read his book called Measure of a Man, and that's when I really started digging Sidney Poitier. It was like and then I started watching all his movies, and I was like, wow, like it was just something I understood. It's something about both of those actors, the depth that I see within myself where I understand.
Okay, so it's almost kind of self-realization, you know.
Yeah,
and that's to
totally.
And that's to me what art is all about, you know, depending any of the genres of art. But what I want to do is I want to move into, while we have plenty of time, so creating or entertaining, I asked that question. I wanted to get into your screenplay because the title alone is just has like, you know, exclamation points going off of my head. So you're currently working on a screenplay called Derangement. So what is that storyline about?
I can't give away everything, but I'll give away some of it. Derangement is basically about a student who gets into a situation. Well, he has an assignment, and this assignment starts taking him on this journey that could possibly, you know, lead up to his own derangement, his own demise, him losing his mind.
Wow.
A lot of scenarios take place that kind of I want to take the audience along with. A lot of scenarios take place that journey, that help him journey into this, you know, this this derangement.
That's heavy, man. That is.
But I'm a fan of.
No, go ahead.
I'm a fan of Alfred Hitchcock, so I used to watch his movies growing up all the time. So it's like I'm kind of like his formula. That's how I kind of imagine it within my brain. So.
Oh man, you're talking about one brilliant guy there. There was,
yeah.
I think, Rear Window. You know, that whole deranged thing with the guy from Perry Mason. You know, and that, you know, kind of scoping out somebody from across the way to see what's going on.
Yeah. I saw that actually. That was just a few months ago. I saw that movie. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So now, are you shopping Derangement for an independent release, or are you trying to go mainstream with it?
I would love to go mainstream. Lionsgate, they have they just released this micro budget film initiative where they're they're producing films that are $2 million and under, but they have to fall within the horror and the thriller genre. So hopefully, you know, I can pitch it to them and get them to pick it up. Or it's so many other studios, so if they don't want to, I'm sure I can find, you know, another studio that will.
That sounds wonderful, and that's amazing when you speak about the budgets that they're looking for, because that means that you're actually doing your homework.
Oh yeah.
You know. Yeah. Are you working with an agent right now?
There's been agents that I've been talking to. I haven't signed with one recently. I had one while I was in California for a little bit, but not here. I've just been working on my own pretty much, just building my company. But now recently I'm getting back into searching for an agent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure who yet. I've talked to several different ones, but I just want to be careful of who I do sign with.
You could say that twice if you want to.
I just want to be careful of who I sign with.
Yes, because there are some sharks out there, man.
Yes,
so
definitely.
And on that note, now, is there a creative team behind you supporting your endeavors, or are you truly working solo?
There are people now that I've been building it solo that have seen the work that I've been putting in. Now they're wanting to help out and be a part of it. So I do have some people that I know, and I know they have their creative talents that are wanting to jump on board, and we build this thing.
That's got to be a good feeling inside. And the reason I asked that question, because I caught some footage of you on YouTube. And so I definitely saw the artist aura in you. What was that footage all about?
I shot that video probably about 2 years ago, I believe. And I just wanted to show me moving, me dancing as an actor and as a singer. You need to be able to move. A lot of times acting, being free, being able to release yourself. You have to be able, even in acting, to be able to do that. So I just wanted to show the people. I wanted to put a video on YouTube. That was like 2 years ago, and I was like, yeah, I just want to shoot this video, put some music to it, and all the music on that video I produced. And so I just was like, I just want to put something on YouTube, and hopefully maybe people like it. And hopefully pretty soon I want to shoot a music video and then really have something that's choreographed. It's a couple of choreographers I know, and bring them in and really have something that's solid.
Well, you know what? When you do that, you're going to have to come back on the show because
okay.
One thing I pride myself with, you know, here on A Touch of Grace is that the guests that have been that have visited the airwaves here with me are people that are really about the art and the focus and the hard work, you know. And so that door is always open for you. So what has been the most challenging part of the filmmaking process?
Do you mean as far as pursuing a career in acting or in film or music?
Well, you know what, in making it, because when you're writing, being a novelist, you know, I write, and there's the paper or there's the computer, and I write. But when you're talking about the whole filmmaking process, you're talking about not only writing the script.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I haven't made my first feature yet, but the videos that I have put together and I've made, editing is, man, it takes hours. And it's you have to have patience to be able to put these videos together and edit. And so I find that one of the most difficult things about it.
Oh, so editing.
It's real time consuming.
So I know from a literary standpoint that editing is just so, you know, you want to pull out your hair. It's because you think you have it all. And then I put my book out there in print, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, why didn't I catch this?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So have you held any auditions for the Derangement Project, or has it progressed to that point where you're actually holding auditions?
No, it hasn't progressed to that point yet where I'm holding auditions. Right now I'm just focusing on trying to get the script finished, and then I want to have several people read it before I even pitch it to the studio. I've been talking to some literary agencies, but I just want to make sure that it's on point before I even send it off to them. As far as a casting call, I'm always looking for people. You know, it's people I might meet. They might not have training, but they might have a natural ability that might need development. And so I constantly look out for people. I watch people. There's ideas that I'm developing for films that I want to make after Derangement, because I want Derangement just to be a film that leads into my bigger blockbuster type movies. So I'm always like looking for people, or I got this idea and I'm like, man, this person would be perfect for this. And I might not say anything to them at that time, but I'm always watching, you know, and I want to see who they are as a person. And I want to see Because a lot of times in acting, you're pulling from yourself. So I'm seeing how they are as a person, or would they be good for this character, that character that I'm developing or I have an idea for. Because we're constantly, as an actor, using parts of ourselves to play the character.
Man, spoken like a true visionary. And listening to you there, it reminded me of Steven Spielberg, when he mentioned how he said, okay, you are my Sophia to Oprah. You know, and she didn't have too much acting experience from what I knew at that time.
Oh.
And, you know, of course, the Whoopi Goldberg. So, whew, you're giving me chill bumps here. So this is another question I got for you.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm trying to get it all in, because I'm looking at this clock. I used to do the hour shows, and then there was a change with Blog Talk Radio, and I started doing the 30-minute spots for financial reasons. But I really probably am going to be going back to the hour spots, because when I have a guest on the show like you, it's hard to try to just confine it to just 30 minutes. So here's a question. Who designed your incredibly haunting web page, man? Who did that?
That was pretty much me. It took it's been an evolution, because before I had an older website and it did not look like that. So then eventually, like, I've evolved. It's been a constant, like, because I've been building this since 2007. So it's been like a constant, like, evolution and change. I'm like of the look that I'm going for.
Yeah, it's quite a look.
Yeah, it turned out a lot. I'd never imagined that. It, you know, sometimes I guess God has things planned better for you than you even have planned for yourself. So.
Oh, speak, brother. You could speak on that one. You go ahead and add the G word up in there. That's wonderful.
Good talk, man.
So here's a question, you know, because I definitely wanted to get this one in. God, I'm just having such a wonderful time talking to you. And this is only the beginning of our networking relationship. But, Andrew, who and what inspires you?
Oh, man. God. I have a strong faith in God. I believe he's one of the reasons why I've gotten this far, and people that work through him is that have his spirit that have helped me along the way. I believe, like, there's people in my family that have inspired me, their strength. There's other creative artists that inspire me when I hear their story.
So you're like a bit of a chameleon, huh? You're a bit of a chameleon.
Definitely.
You definitely are. So this is the part of the show, as time ticks down, where you get to plug you and let listeners know, and anyone interested, how they can get in touch with Andrew Carl Washington or learn more about the projects that he has coming up right now. How can they get in touch with you?
All right, you all can find me. You can email me, actually, at andrewwashingtondreams@yahoo.com. You can find me on IMDb. That's imdb.me/AndrewCarlWashington or /Andrew Carl Washington. You can find me at streetlightningentertainment.com. And you can find me on twitter.com Drew Washington.
Okay. That's,
and I'm also on Facebook, too.
And you can also find him on my blog, my literary blog, http://author2be, that's AUTHOR, the number 2, BE, .wordpress.com. You can look on there, and it has the links to Andrew's literary information and projects. And I'm telling you right now, Andrew, that if there's anything that you need of me as far as, you know, promotional work or posting things on my blogs for you, I'd be happy to do that for you.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it.
Hey, now as we're winding down, there's about 5 minutes left, and I definitely want the listeners to get a full dose of A.C. Washington, and that's Andrew Carwell. I don't know why I keep wanting to call you A.C. It just has, like, this powerful feel to it. So are there any particular... See, I see where you're going, bro. So are there any particulars that you want to let us know about while we have this radio moment?
I just want people to know the film company that I'm creating. I want to feature a diverse group of talent, of cultures, of ethnicities, people from different walks of life, actors from different walks of life.
That's wonderful.
I want create something that's different, something that's not being done in Hollywood. I want to create epic movies that haven't been seen before, that haven't been done before, with casts that haven't been cast before.
Wonderful.
I just want people to see this vision that I'm
creating.
In other
words, you want to put...
It's not for myself, but it's for others, too, to help them.
You know what? That's wonderful. On that note, I'm going to try to squeeze in this caller here that called in just to see what they have to say. Hold on a second. 512-826, you're live on A Touch of Grace with Andrew Carr Washington and GD Grace. Did you have a question or something that you wanted to say before we wind down? Okay, some people get real shy, but that's okay. So, you know, as the sun sets on this intimate interview, I'd like to thank you, Andrew Carl Washington, for being a guest on A Touch of Grace and to let you know that you are welcome here anytime.
Thank you.
And
I
wish you
having me.
Oh, no problem. And again, the door is always open, and I wish you all the success that life has to offer. And listeners, thank you for your support of A Touch of Grace. We're about 10,000 strong currently and rising. And please join me tomorrow as I interview United Kingdom author J.F. Rodriguez to discuss his autobiographical book, The Reluctant Mr. Mom. And that ought to be pretty interesting because he and his wife swapped roles, and he actually became the house husband is what he calls it. But any final... I know it sounds interesting, huh?
Definitely.
So are there any final words for the listeners, Andrew?
Please go to my IMDb, Andrew Carl Washington, and like my page. I would appreciate the support. And I just want to tell people, stay going after the dream. Stay persistent, because eventually it will work itself out. People will appreciate you. People like GD come along, and they want to help you out to elevate your success, and they see your potential. So just stay persistent and keep believing in yourself. Don't listen to anybody that's negative. Stay positive and stay true to yourself.
Yeah, you know what? That flame of positivity that's burning within you, let it shine, brother. Let it shine.
Real talk.
All right, bro. You take care, and let's keep in touch, all right?
All right, you too. God bless.
All right, God bless, bro.
Bye.
Bye.